The next question is Jose Mendoza. The prior one was a mistake. Jose Mendoza is M-E-N-D-O-Z, like in Zulu, A, Jose, J-O-S-E. This is a clinical case of a 36-year-old Hispanic male that has a history of type 1 diabetes. The patient is following our clinic because of the presence of nephrotic syndrome that has been rather aggressive. There are two components. This patient has a hemoglobin A1C that it has been very difficult to control, as well as the hypertension. The latest laboratory workup showed some improvement. The serum creatinine is 2.38. The estimated GFR is 35. The albumin is 3.5. And the potassium is 5.2. This patient is taking losartan 25 milligrams on a daily basis. We cannot give ARBs. The patient is not a candidate for an SGLT2 inhibitor, and because of the hyperkalemia, we cannot use a Kerendia, period. Number two, arterial hypertension that has been under control. The patient has manipulated the medications because apparently goes into hypotension. The patient was instructed to take the losartan in combination with hydrochlorothiazide on a daily basis and take half a tablet of the labetalol in the morning and half in the evening to see whether or not we were able to control this blood pressure. Apparently, he's very sensitive to these medications. Number two, or follow number, the patient has diabetes mellitus that is out of control. The hemoglobin A1C 9.8. The patient is taking Treceva, units on daily basis, and anywhere from 20 to 25 units of Novolog. When he takes the 25 units, he goes into hypoglycemia, so most of the time he takes 20. So my recommendation was to increase gradually 21, 22, until we get a blood sugar around 150. He is using the continuous glucose monitoring, and according to the conversation, he has determined what are the food that increases the blood sugar, and he's trying to stay away from that. Hopefully, we will be able to control this blood sugar in order to improve the nephrotic syndrome. Following number. The patient has hyperlipidemia that is treated with the administration of Crestor. Following number, the patient has remained in the same body weight. We are going to reevaluate this case in 3 months with laboratory workup. We invested 10 minutes reviewing the lab, 15 minutes in the face-to-face, 7 minutes in the documentation.